Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
Hey, we're talking about art today. And we're talking about some beautiful art, actually. Persian rugs. Persia was the name of an area of the world that is now primarily Iran. So in the Middle East, they would produce these gorgeous, gorgeous rugs. I learned something by reading this article, Tom. I learned that you can actually call these Persian rugs carpet or carpets.
Okay.
Which, when I grew up, you know, and I'm American, a carpet was actually, you know, the floor covering that would go from wall to wall. And anything that didn't, you know, meet all the corners was considered a rug. But I learned today that you can actually call Persian rugs Persian carpets, too.
Okay, I guess that's reasonable. But yes, your explanation there was pretty good. Carpets are usually softer and smoother on the surface, whereas rugs might have more wool in them and more be kind of bushy
flatter.
Or something.
Well, sometimes they're even, yeah, that's true, too.
But the most important thing is they don't cover the entire floor,
yeah.
Whereas a carpet does. But I guess the definitions are kind of flexible these days.
Yeah.
But we're going to refer to these things as Persian rugs in today's program. These things that you can buy for your floor, and they're actually works of art. Okay, so let's find out what this is all about. Persian rugs, fine art in carpet form. Let's listen to the entire contents of our lesson now.
When visiting someone else's home, people often notice the artwork on the walls, but overlook the carpet. Perhaps it's because carpets are kept on the floor, making them harder to notice. However, a good carpet can serve as high art. The famed poet Edgar Allan Poe once wrote that the soul of the apartment is the carpet.This is especially true of the world's most elegant type of carpet, the Persian rug. The history of Persian rugs is said to date back about 2,500 years. Over time, the rugs became a key part of Persian art and culture. Persian rug production peaked in the 16th century, during the Safavid dynasty. At that time, notable artistsfrequently teamed up with weavers to create incredible rug masterpieces. Creating a high-quality rug requires a lot of time and effort. Traditional Persian rugs are made from sheep's wool. The wool is boiled with natural dyes made from plants and insects, and then spun into thread. Once the thread has dried, the weavers get to work.Depending on the rug size and the complexity of its design, this process can take months or even years to complete. If you're in the market for a Persian rug, there are a few things to keep in mind. Be sure to ask about knot density, as more knots indicate better quality and a smoother texture. Also, check if the rug is made by hand or machine.Although handmade rugs will cost a bit more, they will last longer. Handmade rugs also tend to increase in value, so in addition to serving as the soul of your home, they also are a solid investment.
Okay, everybody, it's time for us to discuss the contents of today's lesson, so let's get to it. We're talking about Persian rugs.Of course, Persia does not exist anymore. As you said earlier, it's primarily in present-day Iran. But I can think of Persian rugs and Persian cats, which are popular these days. But, of course, Persian rugs are quite sought after. I suppose if you have a vacation in Tehran or something like that, maybe you could pick up a Persian rug there while you're there. I'm not quite sure. But in any case...we're considering Persian rugs fine art in carpet form. Fine art as a carpet, basically, as opposed to a painting or a sculpture or something like that. Now, here in the first paragraph, it says, when visiting someone else's home, people often notice the artwork on the walls, but overlook the carpet. Yes, that's true. When you go inside of someone's apartment, of course, they want to impress you with their artwork, which is usually on the walls, if it's a painting or something
True.
Like that, or if there's some kind of statues or something that they bought on their exotic trips to Africa or something like that, then they'll have these sculptures on shelves and things like that. But yeah, people don't really look down at the carpet so much. They will overlook the carpet. So here we've got the verb to overlook something, which often means you don't see something that you're supposed to see. You fail to notice that thing. So yes, if you have a nice Persian carpet on your floor and your guests walk in and they ignore it, well, you're going to feel kind of bad. Hey, didn't you notice my carpet? It's so cool. I spent so much money on it. Don't you think I'm a great person for having this?
We'll also use this to talk about forgetting to mention someone. For example, sometimes there are award shows like the Oscars, you know, for the best actor, best movies, things like that. And someone will go up and they're nervous and they'll forget to thank their husband or their wife. And later on they'll go, oh, I'm so embarrassed. I overlooked my husband. I want to thank him too, or I overlooked my wife. Really appreciate them. So if you overlook something, it can also mean you just forget to think about or mention something that you should have.
Right. It's similar in meaning to ignore, but when you ignore something, you know it's there, but you don't notice it on purpose, maybe to upset someone or not to give them attention. But in this particular case, you just don't notice it, so you don't see it. You overlook the carpet. Now, perhaps it's because carpets are kept on the floor, making them harder to notice. Yes, most of us don't look for artwork beneath our feet. However, a good carpet can serve as high art. So here we've got the verb phrase to serve as, which just basically means it can play the role of being high art. It can be high art. It can serve as high art. It simply can be high art.
Yeah. High art is art that's quite expensive. It's not something that you'll usually find in a night market, perhaps. You're usually paying much more money for high art. So that's what we're talking about here. I have seen some beautiful Persian rugs, even here in Taiwan, but I couldn't afford to buy them. They're quite expensive. So you're paying for quality is what we're saying. A good carpet can serve as high art. We use the serve as to talk about what function something plays. Maybe you have a friend who's serving as your party planner. You're having a party and you don't want to worry about it, so you ask your friend to organize everything. She's serving as your party planner. Well, a good carpet can actually be seen as high art. In fact, if you go abroad, especially in Europe, I've noticed this, they'll take those gorgeous rugs, they call them tapestries as well, and they'll hang them on the wall. They will not put them on the floor where people walk on them. But that's really where the Persian rug should be, is just on your floor.
Exactly. But of course, if you buy something that expensive, you don't want it to be worn down that
Hello.
Quickly. So
yeah.
I guess it's up to you. But we've got the famous American poet Edgar Allan Poe, the famed poet Edgar Allan Poe, you know, the Pit and the Pendulum.
The Raven,
the Cask of Amontillado, etc. He once wrote that the soul of the apartment is the carpet. Yeah, that sounds reasonable. Of course, if you live in an apartment, you might hear noisy neighbors. But if you have a nice carpet, it might make things quite elegant. It might quiet things down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And this is especially true of the world's most elegant type of carpet, the Persian rug. And again, these things can be quite expensive. So this is one way to spend a lot of money on something that you can use to show off with your friends and family. Now, here in the next paragraph, it says, the history of Persian rugs is said to date back about 2,500 years, or you could also say 2,500 years. That's fine, too. Now, according to experts, people say this, it is said that it dates back 2,500 years. So, yes, we don't know for sure, but somebody said this somewhere. We hear it from various sources. If you go to Wikipedia, they might say something like this as well, or to Encyclopedia Britannica or the New York Times or something like that. They might say, yes, they date back 2,500 years, maybe not as long as, China, but still, that's a long time.
That's a very long time. So over time, or over that period of time, the rugs became an important or key part of Persian art and culture. They were known for producing these gorgeous rugs. Persian rug production, or the making of those rugs, peaked in the 16th century, which is the 1500s. So if something peaks at a certain time, that's when it's most popular. That's when the best of that particular thing is produced. We could say the tourist season peaks here in Taiwan usually in October or November when the weather is nice and cool. Probably November.
A little cooler.
So that's when most of these Persian rugs were being produced and were really very, very popular. It was back in the 1500s or the 16th century. And this was during a dynasty that was called the Safawid. I think it's Safawid, guys.
Sounds good.
I had to look that one up. It looks like it's Safavid, but if you look up the pronunciation, they actually say Safawid, and that was a dynasty or the people that were ruling Persia at that time.
Indeed, and at that time, notable artists frequently teamed up with weavers to create incredible rug masterpieces. So, of course, if you want to create a Persian rug, you need to work together. You need to cooperate with someone. So, of course, we have the artists there who are famous. They were notable. They were significant. The emperor or whatever, the sultan, I suppose, thought that these artists were really cool. They were notable. So, of course, they got together with the weavers to create these incredible rug masterpieces. A weaver, of course, is somebody who weaves cloth using a loom. They stick cloth from the right side to the left, and then, thread, and then going back and forth, basically, putting in different colors and things like that. It probably takes a long time to make these things. And so they teamed up. They worked together. They cooperated, and they created these incredible masterpieces. Incredible just means really unbelievable. They're so great. They're so fantastic that you just can't believe your eyes. How could something be that fantastic? And of course, a masterpiece is a great work of art. Not just a painting, but it could be a symphony, or in this case, it could be a carpet.
Yeah, it could be any type of art. It could be a book. It could be a painting. It could be a rug. Whatever that artist produces, a masterpiece is really an example of the best work they do. They could produce a couple of masterpieces, or maybe an artist just considers himself or herself to have one big masterpiece. But they're pretty amazing. And if they were done by hand, you know that they were very careful in how they produced that particular rug. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to our Chinese teacher. And then we'll be back to talk more about Persian rugs.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 首先我们来看到今天文章开始的第一句写着 When visiting someone else's home, people often notice the artwork on the walls, but overlook the carpet. 这里提到呢，你去别人家的时候，常常会注意到墙上的艺术品，但是却忽略了脚上的地毯。这是什么原因呢？第一题搭配文意，我们可以选择 B 选项。Sentence B 提到 ，Perhaps it's because carpets are kept on the floor, making them harder to notice. 也许是因为呢，地毯呢就被摆放在地板上，会让人比较难以注意到。在后面的 making them harder to notice 就可以来回应前面提到的，人们为什么会Overlook the carpet. 所以根据上下文意，第一题的标准答案就选择 B 选项。而第二题呢，如果你看完了整段，你会发现这整段都在谈论着波斯地毯的历史。所以第二题我们可以选择 F 选项。Sentence F 提到 The history of Persian rugs is said to date back about 2,500 years. 在这里提到呢，波斯地毯的历史据说啊，可以追溯回大概是2500年的这样时间。而后面的句子就提到 over time， 随着时间的经过呢，地毯也成为波斯艺术跟文化的一个关键部分。整段都在按照这个年代来继续波斯的地毯，所以第二题的标准答案就选择 F 选项。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, welcome back again. We're talking about Persian rugs, fine art in carpet form. I'm not really sure if people in Taiwan like buying Persian rugs. When I go visit people in their apartments, they usually don't have rugs on the floor.
Yeah.
They usually just have the hard floor, which is understandable because Taiwan is a very humid country and it's easier to clean the floor if it's just wood or tile or something. Rugs take a lot of time to clean. I had a rug in my apartment once when I lived in Sindian, and it just had so much dust in it, and it was so hard to keep clean.
Oh, yeah, the dust.
I finally said, no way, I'm never going to have a rug in my apartment again.
I just think it's a lot cooler if you're walking around on tile floors or even wood floors. When there's carpeting or a carpet or a rug, it just feels hot to me. Yeah, you don't see it that much here in Taiwan. I have to agree with you there. But you will see a lot of rugs or rooms that are just completely covered with carpet or carpeting. But we're talking about these beautiful Persian rugs. When we took a break, we were talking about the history of these rugs. They date back 2,500 years to Persia. And at that time, of course, they were being woven by weavers. A weaver is someone who weaves together these rugs. They probably were considered to be fine artists back then. And we also discovered that production of these Persian rugs actually peaked way back in the 16th century. So we had some really famous or remarkable artists. They were notable, so we know their names. And they teamed up with these weavers who did the hard labor, right? So we had the artist who would design whatever picture would show up or design on the rug would show up. It took a lot of planning because, you know, they were doing this by hand, so they had to know what color needed to go where to produce this final product. So they produced some incredible rug masterpieces long, long ago.
Okay, so moving on to the next paragraph here, it says, creating a high-quality rug requires a lot of time and effort. Yes, indeed, you have to have the artist, you have to have the weaver, and they need to spend a lot of time working on it, especially if it's a high-quality rug.
Mm-hmm.
Traditional Persian rugs are made from sheep's wool. Wool, I guess, come from sheep. Comes from sheep. I think wool also comes from goats. It depends on the animal. But a sheep, of course, is the animal that lives in New Zealand there, of course. So they make it from wool there. And the wool is boiled with natural dyes made from plants and insects and then spun into thread. So they take the wool, they boil it to clean it, and then they use natural dyes. They don't use artificial dyes. Dye, D-Y-E, here just means something that gives something color. If you have a white t-shirt and you want it to be red, well, you use red dye, or you dye that shirt red. Mm-hmm. Dye can be both a verb and a noun. So these dyes are made from natural ingredients, from plants and insects, and then they take that wool and they spin it into thread. So it is spun into thread. So spin here, S-P-I-N, means that you take the cloth and you kind of twist it around so it's in little threads. You spin it into thread, and spin is the present tense, spun is the past participle.
Yeah, so you're making this sort of thread or yarn by twisting it and winding it. It's kind of cool. I wanted to mention for the girls especially out there, well, actually, guys are dyeing their hair these days too.
Not me. I don't have any hair to dye.
when you change your hair color, you use this spelling, D-Y-E. I want to dye my hair. That's if you go from a darker color. If you're going blonde or silver, we tend to use the word bleach because you have to take all the color from your hair. It's really hard on your hair, especially if you start out with very dark hair and go blonde. It's tough to do. That's bleaching your hair. But a lot of people dye their hair these days. You know, they want to just kind of shake it up. So this is what they would do to make these rugs by hand. Now, we talked about spinning the yarn or the wool into thread. And then they would weave those threads together. Once the thread was dried, remember, they're also dyeing it, so they've got to wait for that color to dry. The weavers then would get to work. Depending on the rug size and the complexity or how complex the design, and a lot of them, especially the ones that were well-known and designed by these notable artists, they were very complex. The process could really take a long time. Remember, they're doing all of this by hand. There's no machine. At
at least electronic machine or electric machine. The process could take months or even years to complete.
Okay, so maybe we've got you interested in Persian rugs now. So if you're in the market for a Persian rug, if you want to buy one, there are a few things to keep in mind. These are things you need to remember if you're considering buying a Persian rug. Be sure to ask about knot density, as more knots indicate better quality and a smoother texture. So here we've got the word knot, K-N-O-T. It's pronounced the same as knot. I am not Canadian, for example. But in this particular case, we've got the K. So that means it's a string or a piece of yarn that is tied and twisted in a way to make a kind of design. Of course, Chinese knotting is world famous. You can see those all over the place. Chinese knots, for example.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, here we've got the density of the knots. Density just means how much stuff you have in a small space.
Or how thick it is, right?
How thick or how compact it is.
Yeah.
So you have lots of small knots per square inch. Maybe they measure it by how many knots there are per square inch. The more you have, the denser it is. And that would indicate better quality and a smoother texture. The texture is just how it kind of feels.
Yeah, to your hand. So also check if the rug is made by hand or machine. Even in today's modern society, we still have a lot of artwork that is being produced by hand. It's considered to be higher quality, it's more expensive, and it will last longer. I'm sure some people who have bought things that were made quickly in a big factory know that sometimes they just fall apart or break very easily. But if they're made by an artist who knows what they're doing, things tend to last longer.
Indeed, and handmade rugs also tend to increase in value. So in addition to serving as the soul of your home, they're also a solid investment. So here we've got the phrase tend to, followed by a verb. Tend to agree. Tend to increase.
Yeah.
It tends to rain more in the winter than it does in the summer. At least that's my opinion, despite the typhoons in the summer. But in this particular case, they tend to increase in value. They have the tendency to increase in value if they're handmade. If they're machine made, their value probably goes down. So yes, in addition to being the soul of your home, they're also something good to invest in. Solid means good, firm, it won't break so easily. And investment is something that you put your money in order to make more money in the future, like stocks.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully if you invest, the whole idea is that it increases in value as time goes on. So we hope that happens. They tend to, that's the likelihood. So if you're looking to add a little soul to your home, S-O-U-L, soul to your home, you might want to consider investing in these Persian rugs. If it's solid, it's something that you can trust and depend on. I'll often use solid to talk about, oh, this guy's a solid buddy, a solid friend. He's always loyal. Or if it's something that's in a solid condition, maybe it's fat that is, you know, dried and so it's a little harder and it's not liquid anymore. Water can be a solid in the form of ice or liquid if it's, you know, already melted. So solid investment. And Tom talked about investment. Yeah, it's not a bad thing to invest in, I think, if you are into good-looking art as well and you have some extra cash.
Yeah, I think our writer is trying to make a joke here with the word soul, because S-O-L-E like means the bottom of something, and that's where the carpet is on the floor.
It's so cute, huh?
Yeah, I think that's what the author is trying to do here. It's more the spirit of your home, and yes, there's art there beneath your feet, so look down the next time you go into someone's apartment. Maybe they have an expensive oriental rug there, or a Persian rug, to be better. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation for today. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
接下来第三段，这是考考同学对于段落的结构。一段的第一句常常是这一段的主题句，而一段的最后一句是这一段的结论句。结论句通常就是用来回应主题句。我们看一下结论句怎么说。结论句提到 ,Depending on the rug's size and the complexity of its design, this process can take months or even years to complete， 在这里提到根据地毯的尺寸跟它设计的复杂程度，整个制作地毯的过程可能需要花上数月或者是数年，所以可见呢，这整段都在谈论制作地毯的复杂的过程。所以第三题我们可以选择一选项。Sentence 一提到 Creating a high quality rug requires a lot of time and effort， 也就是说要制造出一个高品质的地毯是需要大量的时间和努力的，而后面都在叙述整个制作地毯的过程。搭配上下文意，第三题的标准答案就选择一选项。第四个空格我们要来看看空格后面的句子写着什么。 Be sure to ask about knot density as more knots indicate better quality and a smoother texture。 在这里提到呢，请你务必要询问一下这个先结的密度，因为较多的结就表示比较好的质量跟比较平滑的质感。为什么要去询问呢？一定代表你有兴趣，也就是你想要买地毯就要去询问这些事情。第四题我们可以选择 Sentence D。 Sentence D 讲到 If you're in the market for a Persian rug, there are a few things to keep in mind。 这一句的意思就是说，如果你想购买波斯地毯，是有几件事情要记住的，来接续后面的你要去做这些询问跟确认一些事实。所以搭配上下文意，第四题的标准答案就选择 D 选项。第五个空格后面的句子提到 Handmade rugs also tend to increase in value， 在这里讲到的是手工制的地毯也容易增值，在这里就提到手工制作的地毯。搭配文意，第五题我们可以选择 C 选项。Sentence C 提到 Although handmade rugs will cost a bit more, they will last longer. 虽然手工制的地毯会花上你比较多一点的钱，不过它们能够持续的时间也是比较久的，然后再来接到后面的手工制的地毯，那么随着时间的增加也会有增值的效用。所以搭配前后文意，第五题的标准答案就选择 C 选项。后面还继续提 So in addition to serving as the soul of your home, they also are a solid investment. 所以咯，除了呢地毯可以成为你们家的灵魂之外，它也是可靠的投资。那当然选择的就是 handmade rugs， 手工制的地毯咯。OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us, and please, we beg you, join us again next time for another edition of our program. We're looking forward to seeing you then. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.